driving you home every afternoon. This is the 3HL with Brent Daugherty and Don Davenport.
This is 3HL on 104.5 The Zone with Don Davenport. I'm Brent Daugherty with you until 6 o'clock. This is a reaction hour for you. Tennessee hires an AD. Danny White from Central Florida is the new guy, and we have the money. We have the money. Teresa Walker from the Associated Press tweeting out, when Danny White starts, and it's still being worked out, but he will be paid $1.8 million. A year by Tennessee.
Wow.
Now, he was making, I've seen anywhere from 1.03 to 1.1 to 1.3 at Central Florida. So you knew that there was going to be a jump, right? And the fact that Tennessee was willing to go through that $2.5 million buyout that he has at Central Florida also tells you that, hey, they were just going to throw a bankroll out there and go get the guy that they wanted. And when's the last time anybody saw Tennessee do that? I mean, they identified their guy, threw a bunch of money out there, and now Danny White, we just went through Google looking for, like, AD salaries. He's going to be one of the highest paid ADs in America.
I'm amazed by this. I'm amazed by these numbers. I mean, absolutely amazed, because at least from 2020, we have at least the average salaries when you're looking at each conference. Okay. So the total compensation for each conference, the Big 12 is the highest average of ADs as far as pay. And they're at $1.3
million. That surprises me.
With possible. Number one, with possible bonuses of 130 and up. Number one's Big 12. Who would you say number two is?
I mean, I would have said SEC was number one, but they're not.
So would I. And they're not number two either. It's the Big 10 at $1.12 million. And guess what? SEC's not next. The ACC is next at $1.03 million. Now, this is total compensation and an average. The ACC with more opportunities for bonuses, 275,000 maximum bonuses is the average in the ACC. And I would assume a lot of that is factored into Dabo's contract there at Clemson, right? Dabo and what's his name? Rad's, his AD there. And then SEC at 1.032. So the average athletic director in the Southeastern Conference is paid a little over $1 million. And Danny White, the numbers according to the Associated Press and Teresa Walker, is going to be at 1.8.
Well, that's going to drive that average AD salary up for the SEC. Sure, so maybe they'll climb the charts. Hey, but I mean,
is this shocking to you though? Hey, this is why all these all these big time sitting Power Five ADs, West Virginia, Oregon, Kentucky, that's why they were all interested, apparently. Paying the buyout.
Because Tennessee was throwing around a bunch of money. Now, are they going to do that at football coach? That'll be interesting to see. No, when I heard Danny White's name today, I was really surprised because I thought that they would end up with like Mark Ingram, who played there.
Right.
At UAB. Like, I thought they would end up with somebody like that. I'm really surprised that they ended up with Danny White. Now, again, this is not the former Cowboys quarterback. This is 41-year-old Danny White, whose entire family is in intercollegiate athletics.
And by the way, the reason his name, or one of the reasons his name wasn't on a bunch of these lists that people, you know, national guy does, is because he just signed a 5-year deal with Central Florida in March of 2020. March of 2020, a 5-year deal that reportedly paid him 1.08 something million a year and made him the highest paid athletic director at a public school in Florida.
Wow. Now that tells you something. He's the highest paid Group of Five guy too. I would imagine that I'm not the only one that was surprised today, that you're not the only one that was surprised today. I imagine that Central Florida was pretty surprised too.
I think that's accurate.
Because they ponied up a lot of money and protected themselves well. And still, Tennessee was like, look, we're a dumpster fire. We got to fix this. How much you want? How much you want? You want 1.5? No. You want 1.8? Sure. All right, done.
Come home. Do you know what I take from this?
Really surprising.
That they are going to 100% trust this guy and give Danny White the complete ability and control to fix it.
You had to do that.
He wants to do.
You had to
give him autonomy. And that's a good sign for Tennessee.
You had to give him autonomy and a bunch of money. That's how you were going to attract somebody like him with everything that's going on at Tennessee. But think about it from his perspective. If he does fix football, that dude can go anywhere he wants.
Well,
I mean, he'd be the hottest name in the college world.
And I'm not a Tennessee alum, and I don't wear those orange colored glasses. None of that. But honestly, if he my orange is a different shade. But if he fixes football, why would he want to go anywhere else?
Might be right.
If he fixes football, I'd want to stay there forever because he would be the king there.
So a little bit about him real quick. He's 41 years old, Danny White. He was Buffalo AD 2012 to 2015. He hired Lance Leipold as head football coach there. You will hear his name in the search. You already have if you listen to this show. He also hired Bobby Hurley as the basketball coach, and that went really well. He went to Central Florida, hired Scott Frost. They won what they called the national championship in 2017.
And, hey, real quick, basketball, he also hired Nate Oates.
Nate Oates, Buffalo, that's right.
Who's at Alabama now, and we saw what Alabama's doing.
With the AD that left. No, he went to Auburn.
Yeah,
there's Alan two Green Buffalo used to be ADs at Buffalo. In the SEC now. Yeah, that's right. So he was the guy that was behind that whole we won the national championship thing. They had a parade at Disneyland, and they got championship rings made, and he gave bonuses to coaches for winning the championship and all of those things, which is really funny and silly if you're not a UCF person. But if you're in the framework of that fan base, you freaking love that. So that's kind of a two-sided deal. He also hired Josh Heupel, who's won 28 games and lost 8. He's 28-8, three straight bowl games, won the AAC in 2018, and he hired Johnny Dawkins as basketball coach, NIT appearance, NCAA appearance. So that's kind of the background there. You also need to know this, that his family, as I said, is all through athletics. His dad is Kevin White, the athletic director at Duke and considered one of the best in the business. His brother, Mike White, is the basketball coach at Florida, who just obviously spanked Tennessee. His brother, Brian White, is the AD at Florida Atlantic and was there in 2019 for Lane Kiffin's last year. Now, does that bring Lane Kiffin back even more to the forefront for the Tennessee search? I don't know. I will say that I've heard his name a lot today.
And I still go back to why the heck would he leave what he has going on at Ole Miss for a roster that a majority of it is in the transfer portal. It wasn't a great roster anyway.
Lane Kiffin makes a lot of decisions that I don't understand why he made that decision. But
and that's accurate.
Okay. Let's see. What else? Danny White's sister, Mariah, is the assistant AD at SMU. So one thing that I've heard today from people within that world, that AD world, is that this is definitely going to be a favorable thing by the NCAA. Like kind of a notch for them to hire this guy with that kind of family pedigree that the NCAA guys trust and things like that. So don't underestimate that. Will it cause Tennessee not to, you know, face really bad sanctions? No, but
is maybe it'll help.
And something that I heard today. I also heard that he is a really in your face, kind of out in front of everything kind of guy. Big promoter kind of guy. That's some of what we've heard. The other big headline out there is that Arthur Smith, as we said, has hired Dean Pease as defensive coordinator. So out of retirement to Atlanta. A lot of people are fired up from the Tennessee Titan fan base about that. So any direction you want to go, 615-737-1045. Phone calls next. We want your reaction What a week in Tennessee. Also, Dean Pease of the Falcons next on 104.5 The Zone. 3HL on 104.5 The Zone. Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, getting your reaction. Tennessee hires an AD. Danny White from Central Florida. Going to pay him $1.8 million at 3HL 104.5. Let's go to Gary next up on 3HL. Hey, Gary, what's up? Yo, Gary.
Hey, I'm not here. You got me?
I got
you now.
Still
there? Go ahead.
Get away from us, man.
Okay, car. I'm an old guy, just recently retired. Just wanted to tell the gentleman I talked to earlier. In 1969, I was around when Ray Graves left Florida. Doug Dickey played for Ray Graves in Florida. When he came, they came hollering for him, calling. He left. We were really upset. Not only that, at that period in time, you could play another SEC team in the bowl. We did was playing Florida in the Gator Bowl, and they wiped us clean, and we hated Doug Dickey because we thought he gave them all their secrets. He might have. Who knows? But anyway, Doug Dickey came back to one of the best we ever had as an AD. So all was forgiven. So I don't know about this other guy coming in. I think they did their homework. It'd be great if he comes in. I'd like to see Lane Kiffin. All that said, I wouldn't mind seeing Kiffin come back.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, Douglas Adair Dickey, Dad, did a great job as UTAD for sure. And yeah, he was Florida football coach. I mean, think about that. Think about that if that happened now. Like Dan Mullen's the Tennessee athletic director.
That would never happen.
Right?
How different is our times now, right? Although, crazy. I mean, let's be honest, Bill Fulmer was just the Tennessee athletic director after coaching. So
listen, I mean, who knows if Danny White's going to work out. But in terms of, like, you know, doing it the right way, I mean, Tennessee hired the search firm. The search firm cast a wide net, as we said, with big-name people. I never heard Danny White's name. But I heard Mitch Barnhart's name. I heard other names. We threw that out there yesterday. And then they decided, look, we're going to have to pay the guy that we hire if we're going after a guy like this. And they did it. I mean, they went and got their guy. That is a very, like, if you're looking forward to the Tennessee circus, that's a really anti-Tennessee circus kind of move right there. Something's got to get. Like, something's
stabilizer. It's a stabilizer.
Yeah. That's a really stabilizing move. What's going on?
2021.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. But, I mean, you come in from that press conference on Monday where Philip Fulmer is asked about, you know, what's better now. And he talked about the roster coming off the recruiting. So, I mean, nine people fired because of recruiting allegations. Yeah. To a really apparently stabilizing move, hiring Danny White. It's crazy. Let's get Zach Barnett in from footballscoop.com. Joins us now. Zach, what's up, man? How are you?
Doing well. Thank y'all for having me.
Oh, no question, man. And you guys do a great job. Footballscoop.com is a website people need to frequent, especially with regard to coaching searches and all of that. It's kind of late to be doing like AD searches and football coaching searches now, though, right?
Oh, yeah. There's no question that Tennessee's late in the game. But I heard you talking before, they're not going to let this drag out. I mean, I think the thought, if you'd asked me 24 hours ago, you know, I would have thought that Tennessee might get someone hired in March. And at that point, you let Kevin Steele just coach out the 2021 season, and then the new AD makes their hire shortly thereafter. But now, clearly, that's not going to be the case. I think Tennessee is going to have a new head coach, and I think they're going to have a new head coach quickly.
I mean, you follow this by the minute, right? Like, I mean, that's your job. So how surprised are you that Tennessee went after a guy like Danny White, and number two, secured him?
I mean, I think the thing that surprised me about it was just the speed at which this happened, because usually yeah. – AD searches take, you know, they can easily take months. And so for this to happen in 72 hours, I'm not super surprised that Danny White took the job, though. I'm impressed with at which Tennessee, as you said, moved in an un-Tennessee-like move. It very much shows that Tennessee's administration is done screwing around done being the Tennessee of old. And so that's why I'm so convinced that Danny White was hired to make this next hire that he's about to hire to fix football, and then everything else will fix itself thereafter.
All right, so in that direction, let's jump into that. What direction do you think, or what are some candidates that you're hearing name-wise that will be that hire to fix football?
You know, I think it's, from what I've been told, I think Danny White's going to look young and going to look offense. And if you look at, you know, his hires of the past, obviously that's what he did at UCF to great success. Hiring, you know, Scott Frost had never been a head coach before. Josh Heupel had never been a head coach before. Both of those guys, you know, obviously have been tremendously successful there. You look at what he did at Buffalo. Nate Oates had never been a head coach at the college level before. Lance Leipold had never been a head coach at the Division I level before. And both of those guys have been tremendously successful as well. So Danny White, that track record right there is better than almost anybody in major college athletics to hire, you know, to basically go 4-for-4 in those roles. And then he clearly has an eye for talent and is not afraid to bet on himself and bet on the guys that he likes in hiring these coaches with no experience at the major college level. So I think a guy like Tony Elliott could be in play, could make a lot of sense for a school like Tennessee at this point.
You mentioned the track record on those hires. I'm gonna sound like an SEC homer here, but
no,
those hires,
get out of here.
But those hires and the success of those hires were not in the Southeastern Conference. And we all know that football in the SEC is a completely different animal, and it's the toughest conference in the nation in college football. That being said, first time head coach to step into this position, is that the direction you think that he will go? I know you wrote a piece for footballscoop.com where you said, White isn't afraid to break stuff, which I thought was funny. But
that's a great line, yeah.
That's a great line. But along those lines, this is a different animal in the SEC. This is not Buffalo, and this is not UCF.
Yeah, no question about that. That's why I wrote in the piece, I'd be a little bit surprised if he hired a first-time head coach for this position, just because, you know, Tennessee is in such a highly leveraged spot, given the state of the roster, the state of the program, the fact that you have to play, you know, Alabama, Florida, and Georgia every single year. That's why my first instinct tells me that he would go with someone with more experience. But at the same time, I hear that argument that the SEC is different, and there's no question about that it is different. But, Nick Saban had never coached in the SEC until he did. Urban Meyer never coached in the SEC until he did. James Franklin had never coached in the SEC until he did. The guys that have transformed the conference have been the coaches that have come from outside the conference. And, I really like the way that Brian Harsin has gone about filling out his staff with, he's hired, obviously he has no SEC experience, but he's hired a lot of guys with SEC experience. And so I think it'll be a good mix there. So, I wouldn't, if I was in Danny White's shoes, I wouldn't be afraid to go outside the SEC, and that might even be a plus for me, depending on the candidate.
Well, you mentioned Tony Elliott. Zach Barnett from footballscoop.com talking about the Tennessee situation. Let me ask you this. What are you hearing about Tennessee with regard to to what head coaches, potential Tennessee targets that are head coaches, think about this job with the NCAA sanctions over their head, the transfer portal wide open for them? What do head coaches think about this position?
They look at it that it's 1 of 14. The SEC, there's no question that the SEC is a step above the rest of college football. I think just in terms of prestige and status if you can get one of those 14 jobs. And the fact that it's got a somewhat recent national championship, it's going to pay well. I think I don't think that Tennessee is going to have to worry about a lack of suitors. I remember when the Arkansas State job opened, and I had coaches texting me with many, many exclamation points about how excited and what a good job that was. And so you're swimming in different waters when you're talking about Tennessee. So it's proven that obviously it's not foolproof. Obviously, we've learned that from the last 10 years, but it's one of those SEC jobs where you can actually win the SEC if you put the pieces together. So I think coaches look at the possible NCAA sanctions and they think, okay, well, I'll get another year to add to my initial contract when they hire me, just to show that they're committed to me when they make this hire.
Right. So Tennessee's obviously going to have to overpay, which they probably just did with the AD position. So what are some of the names that make the most sense to you that people should be following?
I mean, if I'm Tennessee, if I'm Danny White, the first guy I make no is Billy Napier. Obviously, you know, he's an SEC guy through and through. Worked for Nick Saban, worked for Dabo Sweeney, and has built a real program at Louisiana Lafayette. I mean, that program was good, but he's elevated it another level. I don't know that it seems to me like he's waiting on a specific job. I don't know if that's Tennessee, but that's the guy that I go full force after. I gauge Tony Elliott's interest. And then I go from there. But I think those are my top two guys if I'm in Danny White's shoes.
Question for you. Why is Luke Fickell's name not popping up for this job more?
You know, that's a good
question. I haven't heard it at all.
I think Luke Fickell and Matt Campbell are kind of the same guy, and that they work really well in a specific environment, specific culture that may not translate to every job. And I just don't know that Luke Fickell sees himself as an ACC guy. Now, you know, we could hang up this phone and he proves me wrong. But both of those guys seem like their next step is to Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, one of those big four in the Midwest.
You hearing anything timetable-wise on what we might expect?
I think it could be quick. I personally, I'd be a little bit surprised if we get to Monday morning and there's not, you know, inclinations as to what way Tennessee is moving. Because to hire Danny White to do it in 3 days shows that you're going to make a hire for the 2021 season. And now at this point, the clock's ticking. I don't personally think there's any way Kevin Steele coaches this 2021 season, because as I wrote in my column, that's just delaying the inevitable. So I think this is going to move as quickly and maybe even more quickly than the AD search did.
What about the probability of a run it back for Lane Kiffin in Knoxville?
That's one of those ideas that just seems too good to be true. you know, the thing about coaching in Mississippi is you can only the state law requires that you can't have a contract longer than 4 years. So that's why Mississippi State head coaches seem to get extended every year just to keep that four-year deal rolling. So I can't imagine that Lane's buyout is all that high, but that just seems too explosive to be real to me. But Lane seems really happy at Ole Miss. So I don't think he's looking to leave either. I think he'd love to tweet about it, but I don't think he'd actually pull the trigger.
He'd be glad to get the attention. He'd be glad to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
Well, Lane loves
gossip just as much as the rest of us do.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Maybe he's this coaching search at Tennessee's groomers. But, you know, doing what we do and doing what you do, explosive is good. That would be a good thing.
Yes. Yes, it would.
All right, man. Hey, Zach Barnett, footballscoop.com. Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. There you go. How about that? He thinks it'll be done quick. Wouldn't be surprised if it was done before Monday or by Monday.
I don't see why not. I mean, they had a press conference on Monday talking about Philip Fulmer retiring and basically saying, okay, he's going to stay on till the next AD is hired. Well, they knew the next AD would be hired within the next couple of days, because that was on Monday, and Thursday by 11 a.m., you have a new athletic director, one who just signed a 5-year deal at his old place in March of 2020, which means they had this search. My brain's not working. They had hired this firm, the search firm. They had hired this search firm well before Monday to be able to get this done with all the numbers and everything so quickly. So I would be shocked if we don't know who Tennessee's head coach is by Monday.
Yeah, I mean, I think Danny White's in full-on go mode now. Now, one thing
and
this probably tells you that he wants to move fast, too. His introductory press conference is tomorrow morning. So, 12:05 p.m. Eastern time, 11:05 Central. I'm sure we'll carry it here on 104.5 The Zone. Pay attention to that. But then, I mean, they move quickly for the AD, that's for sure. And if you're Danny White and you have an SEC job all of a sudden, you got paid all this money, like, I'm ready to go, you know?
Oh, yeah. Find me a coach that I can believe in. Hey, so can I go through this? Because in his list of coaches, he's going to have to say, hey, this is what I'm presenting you with. This is what you're walking into. Our buddy Cole Kublik, who does a radio show in Birmingham as well, tweeted earlier today, 2020 Tennessee production returning, as in this is what they have coming back as of right now. 166 rush yards, 0 rushing touchdowns, 620 passing yards, 4 passing touchdowns, 80 catches, 945 receiving yards, 8 receiving touchdowns, 10 of 20 sacks, and 27.5 of their 55 tackles for a loss. You want to come be the head coach of that roster? You got some work to do.
You got some work to do. There's no question. But as Zach Barnett said, it's 1 of 14. What stuck out to me there was the 20 sack total, the number of sacks, 20, one more than the Titans had at 19. There wasn't a whole lot of sacking going on in this
This state was missing sacking. Well, I don't know. Apparently there was some McDonald's sacking going on at some point.
Yeah, and sacking coaches. Zach Barnett also saying the hiring of Danny White as AD shows, quote, Tennessee's administration is done screwing around. That's a great quote. That's what it tells you. 615-737-1045 at 3HL1045. Your reaction. Also, Dean Pease to the Atlanta Falcons back out of retirement. Rebel Mike is next up on 3HL. What's up, man?
Hello. Man, I just sitting here listening to you guys. You gave me a pretty good segue there at the end of your last interview about Kiffin.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just the arrogance and delusion of the fan base. Let's go get Kiffin. Let's go get whoever. You know. And I know something about delusion being an Ole Miss fan, believe me.
Yeah, because you guys were saying the same thing when you hired Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
But they got him.
That's right.
You know, there seems to be this perception, all you got to do is open the door up on the hill, snap your fingers, and these guys are going to flock up there. Had that worked out the last time, or the time before that, or the time before that?
Well, and I get that you can't listen all the time, but we've talked about how I spent a lot of time yesterday talking about how this job will get down to Jamie Chatwood or Will Healy, that it's going to be really hard for them to hire a coach. Now, Zach Barnett from footballscoop.com just told us that it's 1 of 14 in the SEC and they'll be able to do it. And, you know, so he kind of went against the grain, but anything that we're saying, like we intersperse our opinions, but we also talk to a lot of people all day long, and Lane Kiffin's name being in there is a real thing. Now, whether or not he does it or they do it, that's a completely different deal.
I'm also on record as saying, why in the world would Lane Kiffin leave he has going on at Oxford right now? So we've said that as well. But to his point, I mean, let me tell you, I've gotten a couple of tweets over the last, you know, since Monday, or actually since Pruitt was gone, about, hey, go get Bob Stoops. You ain't getting Bob Stoops to come out of retirement to come to Tennessee. You're just not. And there's been numerous kind of, you know, okay, there's Bill O'Brien. Well, Alabama has announced that Bill O'Brien is their offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach, by the way. So there's a lot. He's right from the standpoint that there is some delusion of what this job is nowadays, but that's every fan base, I think. And I will say this, I'm going to read you exactly what I got from a Power Five coordinator when I asked about this job, specifically about Tennessee. You want to do it on the other side?
Yeah, let's do JT. Okay.
And I'll read it. I'll read it word for word for you.
Yeah. And here's the other thing too. Like, if you're new to the show, we have fun with this stuff. So, you know, we'll talk about Lane Kiffin to Tennessee because it's fun. I mean, that would be an,
you know, who else is talking about Lane Kiffin to Tennessee? Lane Kiffin. Cause he's all about it, because it only helps him as far as recruiting and all of that in Oxford.
Yeah, but I'm not going to come on here and this is NPR sports radio. I mean, we're going to have a good time. Sports is entertainment. So anyway, thank you for the phone call. Rebel Mike, good stuff there. Had fun watching Ole Miss football this year for sure. When we come back, Dawn's been talking with people about where this job is within the coaching community. That's next year. It's L1045. HLM 104.5 The Zone, Brent Doherty, Dawn Davenport with you. Dawn, before the break, you said you had been doing some digging with some people in the coaching world about kind of where this Tennessee position is right now.
Yes.
What have you learned?
Just going to throw out put them all together, some of the quotes or comments anonymously that I have gotten from some Power Five assistant coaches out there, just on maybe just really the mindset and the thought of what this Tennessee job is right now. UT is viewed as a mess right now. Getting a top five or a top notch Power Five assistant, not a bad idea. Got to get a guy who really wants the job. And I know it sounds funny to hear that, but I take that as you got to get somebody who really wants the job, that isn't just going to say, oh, look, this job pays, you know, whatever, $8 million, I'm in, you know, that isn't taking it just for the money. It is UT, though. It's still a top 25 job in the country. A sitting head coach could be lured there. It's going to take money. So there's just kind of the talk there, but I will say this, because I'm not going to lie. I sit here and I say, I look at that roster. I look at what has gone on at Tennessee. I look at the lack of patience in the fan base. Now you have a passionate fan base, which is good, but I look at the lack of patience. I look at just honestly kind of the dumpster fire that it has been. And I look at that job and I say, who wants to go there? Who wants to fix it? Because these coaches turn over so fast and they're not given time to really do what they need to do. But in talking to numerous Power Five assistants, it is still an attractive job. So I am wrong there. I have the wrong picture of it, because it is still a very attractive job.
Well,
is it a top 10 job in the country right now? Probably not. But every single coach I've talked to said it's definitely a top 15 job in the country, and certainly top 25 job in the country, because of facilities, because it's the SEC, because of all that. But here's the deal. If you're a sitting Power Five assistant who has not taken a head coaching job yet, and this is going to be one of your first head coaching gigs, you have to make sure that you're walking into a place where you're given a chance to win and you have time to win, because many of those assistants look at it as you have one chance and you're done. So it better be the right chance. It better be the right move if you're an assistant looking at that first head coaching job. But I mean, the overall consensus is, hey, it's still a great job. Even with what the roster looks like, you can recruit there. You just have to have the time, and they have to promise you the patience to be able to get it done. And honestly, Brent, I think this athletic director hire helps the cause, don't you?
I think it does, for sure, because I think it shows a couple of things. That, number one, Tennessee can go get one of the most coveted guys. I mean, this was the highest paid group of five guy out there, and they're going to make him one of the highest paid ADs in the country. So I think that's positive. I also think it's positive that Tennessee just went like Braden Gall was calling it, they're adulting. And I thought that was a good way to describe it, because, I mean, they went completely opposite hire of Philip Fulmer. This is an in-your-face, like, outside the box, I'm going to call us national champions, I don't care what anybody thinks kind of guy. And I'm not talking about Tennessee. I'm going back to his thing at Central Florida. But that's the kind of sideshow stuff that he's got going. But from what I hear talking to people today in that world, in that AD world, that he is a really smart guy. He is a home run of a hire as AD. So I think that is certainly good news for Tennessee fans, who just got dragged through the cow patties yesterday, as the transfer portal opened wide. Anticipate seeing more names, in that as well. But, never a dull day, with regard to teams in our area. Again, DP.
Never a slow day.
Yeah, DP's headed to the Atlanta Falcons. So, Titans fans reacting to that all over social media. JT's got headlines in a couple of minutes. We're going to dive into the headlines of the day. Speaking of, at 6 o'clock, Jason Swain, Todd Furman join us as well. We'll be back at it here in a few minutes. Stay tuned. 3HL on 104.5.